Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager, your host in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Exodus 20:17 says, "You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male servant, or his female servant, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's." Coveting is something everyone is susceptible to. We tend to look at what others have and use what we have as an excuse for our sins. We think if we had the house, or the spouse, or the business, or some other asset that my neighbor has, then my life would be better. Is that really true? It really isn't. Most of the problems that are caused in my life are caused because of my self-centeredness. And my self-centeredness is not going to be cured because I get more stuff, or I get the stuff that they have. In fact, it might fuel the self-centeredness in my life and destroy me all the more. When we covet, we sin. When we choose to live in sin, we're miserable. Coveting can lead to violating many other commandments. For example, a coveter could easily hate or murder or lust or bear false witness or something like that. Whenever we do something we're not supposed to do, we live miserable lives. Thinking that we'll feel better by continuing to live in the sin is wrong, because if we ever get a hold of what we're really hoping for, we're going to find out that we're the problem. Our sin, our self-centeredness, our entitlement, that's the problem. It isn't that I don't have my friend's money or my friend's family or my friend's business. It's that I can be very self-centered and I need to deal with that. A coveter could easily hate or murder. Those who are satisfied with whatever God has given them and manage it, they do well, and they don't covet, because they've learned that God has given them certain skills and abilities and family and life, and they're thankful to God for the provision He has made. Those who have learned to be satisfied with the position in life that God has given them tend to rejoice with those who have an abundance or a great marriage or a great workplace. But on the other hand, jealousy fuels coveting and sets relationships ablaze. Jesus told us that healthy people live loving God and each other. These Ten Commandments give us the framework for the healthy decision-making processes we need to have. We may be tempted to break them. We may be tempted to tell God in our own way that we know more than Him and that we cannot live without certain things. But we're wrong, because God knows our frame and created us. He knows how we need to live if we're ever going to be satisfied in this life. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch. Goodbye for now.